Australia is counting the true costs of the pandemic after a week of shocking numbers in Victoria and growing clusters in New South Wales. In Victoria, a further 403 cases were reported yesterday, with outbreaks growing in aged care homes, another meat processing plant and some regional centres. There are now 447 active COVID-19 cases linked to Victorian aged care homes. New South Wales recorded 19 new coronavirus cases yesterday, and the focus has turned squarely to the Hunter region after a boy who tested positive played in a junior footy match. Restrictions on weddings and funerals kick in today as well. In Canberra, the fallout from yesterday's economic carnage continues as National Cabinet meets to discuss the situation in Australia's two largest states. They'll also look to what lessons can be learned from the outbreaks in Victoria and New South Wales. And the federal government has announced $88 million in funding for natural disaster research in the wake of the summer's devastating bushfires. The Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre will get the money over the next decade. It includes immediate funding of $2 million to investigate just what happened over the last bushfire season. Yesterday, it was also announced that the Bushfire Royal Commission will be given an extra 2 months to finish its inquiry.